Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It is time to get up with the Cowboys, where the D in Big D stands for disappointment. Jerry has high hopes. Can his team live up? Meanwhile, a win-win in San Francisco. Well, they were two wins from being champs last year. Does their latest move make them the team to beat? And then Tampa Tom, tired, and it hasn't even begun. Why the task ahead may be the tallest he has ever faced. All that and much more in the hopper as we get up with you, starting right now. And we've reached that point of the year where we must wake up each morning with this man, Aaron Judge, 51, Michael Kay. Here's the call.
High fly ball, deep right field. Ward back, turning, looking. See ya! Number 51, Aaron Judge, a three-run home run, and the Yankees lead 7-2.
That is where we are. Aaron Judge is starting to dance with history, joining Roger Maris as the only players in American League history to have this many home runs entering the month of September. Maris, of course, famously, legendarily went on to hit 61. They put an asterisk next to that back then. We all know where the asterisks belong now. Maybe Aaron Judge will remove some of them from the record books in the next month or so. With that, we welcome you to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and we are delighted to present Kimberly Martin in our studio this morning. Kimberly, ready to go. Well, that's pretty enthusiastic. I like that. And Rob Ninkovich is with us this morning. Booger McFarland will join us this morning as we continue. Look at Ninko. He's all excited. He's got action figures ready to go. Booger this morning, Jay Will this morning, and a whole lot more. Let's begin, however, with the game of the night, because while Aaron Judge was doing that, the two best teams in the National League were doing this. Division leaders, Dodgers and Mets here in New York. Bottom of three. Mets down 3-1, but Starling Marte has got other ideas. That is deep and gone quick. Mets down 3-2, and they're not done. Next inning, it's the same score. This is Mark Canha, and this one is a no-doubter to left. And just like that, we're all tied at three between the teams with the best records in the National League. Top of seven, we're still tied. It was a good night for Gavin Lux. Dodgers, first and third with one out. Lux flicks one into center. Freddie Freeman will score. Lux, 2-for-4, drove in three. Dodgers, a 4-3 lead. To the bottom of the inning we go. Pete Alonso did not have a good night. Mets had a runner on with two out. Alonso, 0-for-4, struck out three times and popped out there to end the inning. Frustration for the Mets as the Dodgers go on to win it by a final score of 4-3. And so, the Dodgers are the first team to 90 wins this year. Just their fourth time doing that over the last 50 years. The 90 wins tied for the fifth most of any team before September in that same span. It'll be tough for them to get 91 tonight, though. They will face Jacob DeGrom as that series continues. All right, we are 8 days away from the opening of the NFL season, and the marquee Sunday night matchup week one will be Cowboys-Buccaneers. Yesterday, in his weekly radio appearance, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones talked about his team's narrative heading into the season.
I think that we came up short. And I don't want to dwell on it, but I do want to burn it in our minds. I like that continually reminding that we need to not only get in the playoffs, but we need to get way deep into the playoffs so we got a chance. I think this team is reflecting that. So that is the narrative. Mm. Get in a better spot to stay longer in the playoffs.
All right, so he's definitely putting the pressure on. A Caesars Sportsbook thinks Dallas is the favorite to win the NFC East for the second straight year. They have the fifth shortest odds to win the conference. It's around they haven't reached since winning the whole thing back in the 1995 season. That history is obviously very well documented. Jerry Jones has been there for every day of it. In fact, he is the only thread of commonality through all of it. So where does this leave us? Kmart, as we listen to Jerry Jones and his thoughts here, what does it make us think?
What more can Jerry say? This is him putting his team on notice, right? But I don't understand how anyone can feel this is the best Cowboys team or the Cowboys are in the best position. The only reason we're optimistic about the Cowboys is because of their quarterback, Dak Prescott, and because they play in the NFC East. That's why they're the favorite to win the division, because we don't know about Jalen Hurts yet. But every year, I think we keep expecting the Cowboys to live up to the billing of America's team. And each year, they find another way to disappoint. And Jerry, I mean, aside from saying Mike McCarthy is out of a job unless he wins, that's what he's saying.
Well, I'd like to push back on pieces of that, but let me get Nick in here first quickly. When Jerry Jones puts the pressure on this team, he says this is a team that is ready to stay in the playoffs, stay longer in the playoffs, get deep into the playoffs. Is it, Ninko, is this a team that is ready to do that?
I don't think so. I think that Jerry Jones is he's saying exactly what he's supposed to say as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. If a player turns on the television and you see Jerry Jones say, well, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, I expect to be a second to the Philadelphia Eagles and, you know, this playoff run because of our offensive line struggles and our receiving core is a lot less stacked as they were last year. Like, he's not going to say that. He's going to say, exactly. We're ready to go. We got the quarterback. We got the running backs. He's going to say all that stuff. So, again, he's boosted his team up. He's trying to give him some confidence. But in the back of the head, he probably knows they're going to struggle a little bit.
Well, okay, struggle a little bit is reasonable. I agree. I don't think they are a juggernaut. But, Kimberly, what you basically just said is the only reasons we believe in the Cowboys are because of the quarterback and the division. Mm-hmm. If I said to you the only reasons we believe in the Green Bay Packers are because of the quarterback and the division, mm-hmm. that wouldn't sound so crazy. Now, I understand Dak Prescott is not Aaron Rodgers. I'm not mm-hmm. trying to say he is.
Right.
But generally, if you have a great quarterback and you play in a bad division, that usually is the formula for winning the division, right?
Right, except when you look at the rest of the division, you look at the NFC North. Like, the rest of the rosters don't scare you the same way. If you're the Packers, they haven't scared you in a long time. The Eagles literally have done absolutely everything they can this offseason to say we are all in. Their biggest question mark is their quarterback, and maybe very soon we won't have a lot of questions about Jalen Hurts. But outside of the offensive line, you're looking at Dak. He's coming off injury. He's healthy now, but that offensive line, that has to do with the running game, the quarterback, like everything. The wide receivers, like, there's no Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup still not there. Washington's still not there. You're expecting CeeDee Lamb to take that next step, but you haven't seen it. There are a lot of question marks for a team that has poured so much money into key positions that we shouldn't be talking about the Dallas Cowboys as a question mark.
I understand that. But if I were to say to you that I think that this is a team that last year actually maybe significantly underachieved, and yeah. I know they've lost a piece or two, but Rob Ninkovich, this is a team, and I'm just, there's no nice way to say it. This was a badly coached football team last year. They had the most penalties for the most yards of any teams in the sport. They had clock management issues. It felt like every single week. One week the coach couldn't see the clock.
Who's the head coach, though?
And their season ended. Well, I understand that. But my point is, if they either A, get some of that cleaned up, or mm-hmm. B, change that, mm-hmm. that might wind up actually being their ticket to success. Because I think, whereas the Cowboys are usually overrated going right. into seasons because of all their fans, maybe because of some of those factors, Ninko, we are understating how good some of the players on this team are.
Well, listen, they are a talented roster. They got a great quarterback. I think that you said it. It's the discipline, it's the coaching, it's the penalties. Those things, I said it yesterday, discipline isn't something that you just snap your fingers, flip the light switch, and it's automatically there. It's something that you have to work on every day in practice, every week, and every month. It's something that gains momentum is to have a disciplined football team. The discipline issues, just like I said yesterday, I'd have a six-pack if I had more discipline. That stuff doesn't happen like that.
No, it's stuff that you do every single day. I understand that. But the bottom line of it is Jerry Jones right now has to either make sure that stuff gets cleaned up or he has to go find someone who can right. clean it up. Because this team is better than that. In the meantime, let's talk about a team that some people think is the best in the entire NFC, and that's the 49ers. And by now you're aware of the somewhat stunning story from the beginning of this week. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco agreeing on a one-year restructured contract that'll keep him with the 49ers for this season, we would assume. Now, he could still be traded before the deadline. But for now, Garoppolo is Trey Lance's backup, and Kyle Shanahan was talking yesterday about how Lance took the news.
Trey was great. I mean, there was no problems with it at all. I mean, I told him the exact same things that I told Jimmy, why we were the options of bringing Jimmy here, that it had to be in a backup type deal, which Jimmy knew that was his option, and that was the only option. I mean, Trey and Jimmy have a great relationship. I think Trey actually likes having Jimmy in the building, and Trey was very grateful to how Jimmy was to him last year. And we feel very strongly from the two people that Jimmy will give that back to Trey this year.
All right, Kimberly, I didn't have you here yesterday. This was painted by most, I feel, as a win-win mm-hmm. for San Francisco. Do you see it that way?
It depends on who you talk to, Greeny. Because if you talk to the 49ers, which I have, they feel really good. They've all along have said there's no drama in this building, even when Jimmy was practicing over on a separate field, not with the team during training camp. Everybody, clear lines have been drawn. When you talk to people around the league, the skepticism is, okay, so we went with wanting to get rid of Jimmy and that cloud of suspicion over how do we feel about Trey. So Jimmy knows this is Trey's team. Now we move forward through a few months and Jimmy's still here. That cloud is still hanging over everything. I think it makes sense for Jimmy G from the standpoint of you're back with the organization that you wanted to be with. You know this roster. You know this coaching staff, a great coaching staff. And you know that you've had success here. But the 49ers, I think if this were done by another team, let's say your Jets or mm-hmm. some other team or Washington or, you know, like we'd be looking around like, what are they doing there? And it seems to the narrative of we want to turn the page has quickly turned to, hey, we're all back together. This is great. It's right. wonderful. Look at us. I actually felt they should have kept Jimmy. I was not a fan of moving on from Jimmy because he's so important as a backup. But I understood that you want to clear the runway for Trey Lance and not have any question about Jimmy G.
Well, look, and that has to be Jimmy G not having those questions because he's one of the 32 best quarterbacks mm-hmm. in the world. So he should be starting somewhere. And yes. I understand his feeling that way. But here's the scenario that we live with. Look, I think Trey Lance has a chance to be an unbelievably good player. The talent is ridiculous and the setup is good for him there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, over the last 2 years, he's only started one more game than I have. So the question, Ninko, becomes if we're 3 weeks into the season, 4 weeks into the season, and he is going through growing pains, and you're a 9 or 10 year veteran in that locker room, as you once upon a time were in your own locker room and a team leader, are you walking into the coach's office? And if so, what are you saying?
Yeah, you're wanting to sit down with the coach and you want an explanation on why we're in the position of losing football games to help a young guy advance and have more experience. When you have a guy like Jimmy G who has won playoff games, who has been in big moments, who has a 71% winning percentage. So again, there's going to be issues that come up this year, but I would say that having Jimmy G behind a young quarterback is great for the 49ers because they have the confidence and the players on the team have the confidence knowing no matter who we, if we have the young guy or if we have the old guy, we're going to have a chance. Sometimes when you have a backup and you know you don't have a chance with that backup, it's almost like deflating the popping the balloon. It's like deflating. But if anything happens to the number one quarterback right now, everybody in that building has confidence in the number two.
All right, we'll see. I mean, that obviously, well, that's the win-win piece of this thing. I think this thing is terrific until it isn't, and let's hope they never get to that point. As we continue in just a moment, Mike Tomlin may have made a decision on his starting quarterback, but he's not telling anybody what it is. So who is going to succeed Big Ben? We're going live to Pittsburgh for that answer next. Plus, with Lamar Jackson taking to social media to weigh in on his contract situation, what advice do our crew give the Ravens superstar right now? You'll hear it coming up. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Get Up is presented by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Hey, Kmart, did you see this video? It went viral the other day. I thought of you. Here's this woman, and she is showing off her soccer skills while holding a glass of wine.
Oh! Okay, you know what? That little boy, the wine. The wine to me is the biggest issue. Forget her ankles, forget her knees, hamstrings, all the ACLs, I don't care. See, you can't be wasted wine like that.
That is a foul in every way. A red card, yellow, whatever color card you throw out there, throw that on the kid. All right, let's run through. Yeah, exactly right. That was a red card because it was red wine. All right, we run through some either ors. 8 days till the season. Ninko, who's going to have a bigger year, Burrow or Herbert?
I'm going with Joe Cool Burrow. I really think that he's going to have a massive year. Again, coming off a Super Bowl loss, they're going to be even more motivated. Appendix coming out, it doesn't matter. He's going to be fine. He's going to be great.
Whether he has his appendix or not, he's going to have a huge season. Kimberly, which team will have more wins this season, Kansas City or Buffalo?
So I actually said the Bills, but I understand that you could say the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes, he's wonderful. He leads, since he's entered the league in 2018, he leads every statistical category there is for quarterbacks. But my answer is actually the Bills.
Now we have to get to the bottom of it.
I don't know what happened, but just Bills, Josh Allen, they're my Super Bowl picks.
On my script, it says you picked the Chiefs. We will get to the bottom of this in the meeting. Meanwhile, Ninko, let's go to Pittsburgh. Who should be the starting quarterback, Trubisky or Pickett?
I'm going Trubisky. Let the kids sit. Give them time. Again, when you're a young quarterback in the NFL, you don't want to be thrown out there too fast. Go with Trubisky, the veteran. He's been in big games before. And then if the young guy's on his tail, put him in later in the season.
I feel like the overwhelming expectation is that's the direction they're going to go. But Mike Tomlin continues not to go there, at least not officially. Once again, yesterday, he was asked if he's ready to make his decision at quarterback. And here's what he said.
Sunday night, you said you didn't want to make any knee-jerk statements, and you'd let us know at your leisure. Are you ready to name a starting quarterback?
No, I'm not. Yep. You know, who's to say it's not settled? I'm just not making any announcements because it's fruitless for us. We just got work ahead of us, and so that's not kind of on our agenda to make any announcements to feed the beast. We don't care about the beast.
Okay, so the voice you heard asking that question was our very own Steelers reporter, Brooke Pryor, who joins us right now from what looks like a lovely park somewhere in Pittsburgh with a bike path behind her. Brooke, what is going on there? I mean, Tomlin, is your belief and is the general belief that they have not made a decision, or he just really doesn't want to announce it?
I think he just doesn't really want to announce it. I mean, remember a couple days ago when he said he would let us know at his leisure? This is not about us. It's not about the Beast. I think he's having fun with it. And that evidence was yesterday he was asked if this is a distraction for the team. And he said, not hardly. And he smiled when he said it. So we've been asking Tomlin all offseason who the quarterback's going to be. So then I went in the locker room. I asked Mitch Trubisky. I said, have you asked if you're going to be starting? And he said, nope, not one time. Trubisky said nobody in his life is asking him if he's going to be the starter. He said they know that when Mike Tomlin says who the starter will be, that's when it needed to be said. So I get the sense, though, it's going to be Trubisky. This guy started all three preseason games. They've been telegraphing that he's the favorite all along.
So, I mean, that's what I was going to go to next, is that while there is some mystery that he is keeping in this, it doesn't feel like it's much. Let's put it this way. It would be quite a stunning twist at the end of the movie if they wound up giving the ball to Pickett week one, right?
Yes, it would definitely be a twist if Pickett came out and was the week one starter, especially considering he's barely worked with the first team offensive line, offensive skill players in a game setting. Now, he has taken first team reps at points during practice, but no, this guy, the starting job is going to be Mitch Trubisky's. I actually talked with Kurt Warner about, you know, what is it like when you're the veteran and you know that you have a rookie hot on your heels? And he said, look, you go out and you know you have a finite time and you want to make the most of it. Go out and show everything that you can. Give the coaching staff zero excuses to put in the young guy. So I think that that's what Trubisky's going to do, knowing that Pickett is right there and he is ready to become the starter whenever the team names him.
Yeah, look, I mean, Warner was in that situation with Eli Manning once upon a time. And now, as I bring the rest of the crew back in on the conversation here, I mean, Ninko, if you watch the show, you know, and you're a Chicago guy, so obviously you are as well-versed in the history of Mitch Trubisky as anyone could be. Without relitigating all the things that happened in Chicago, I believe he is a better player than he has ever been given the opportunity to demonstrate. And I think he has a real chance to play very well for them and hold off Pickett, at least for this season, win a bunch of games, and then we'll figure out the future from there. How do you see it?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think at one point when he was in Chicago, he had a hard time hitting water if he fell off a boat. But again, he took some time off. He went to Buffalo. He was a backup. He matured. He got better. And so I think that that is a big deal when you mature as a player. When you're young and you're pushed into a big market and everyone's hounding on you and the pressure that he had on him, I mean, he played well in certain spots and then he didn't. So I think having that time, going to Buffalo, recharging the batteries, now has a second chance in a new place, a new environment with a different roster that has a great running back. It's built different than Chicago. So I think that this is a great opportunity for him to have a second shot and rebounding his career and going in the right direction.
What do you think, Kmart? And what is the sense you get from the people you talk to?
The sense I've always gotten is that it would be Mitch Trubisky's job. That was the expectation when he was signed. And Kenny Pickett has flashed, and he's performed well, and the fans clearly love him. But I don't think Mitch Trubisky's done anything to lose that job. I think in the preseason, it's very easy to get enamored with the new thing. The thing that we haven't seen, Mitch Trubisky has a long past, as you've mentioned, Greeny. We've seen the ups and downs. What we've seen from Kenny Pickett, guys seem like they're hyped when he's in the game, and that's great. It's against backups and against first and second teamers and stuff like that, vanilla offenses. We haven't seen Kenny Pickett in a real NFL game, regular season. We know that Mitch Trubisky can at least get you some games, get you some wins, and that's what the Steelers really need.
And so, Brooke, as we let you go here, I mean, at this point, is Tomlin just shilling ins or catnip? Is that what's going on here?
He is. He's keeping the dream alive for a second. Hey, maybe it'll be the rookie from across the hall. But no, guys, it's going to be Mitch Trubisky. As much fun as it would be to see Kenny Pickett go out there and start and hear the Kenny chants at Acrisure Stadium in week two, because they do start on the road at the Bengals in week one, it's going to be Mitch Trubisky. There's no harm in keeping Kenny Pickett on the bench a little bit longer.
All right, Brooke, outstanding work as always. Thank you. Watch out for the bikes behind you. We're coming back with just a moment here. I got some stuff to bounce off my man Jay Will. What does Kevin Durant's return to Brooklyn really mean for the Nets? Does a healthy Zion mean huge things in the Big Easy? I've got positions, and I'm going to get answers next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson. Everybody else is. His contract deadline for week one of the NFL season is very much on the horizon. And earlier this week, as you saw, he appeared to peel back the curtain on his negotiations with some very interesting activity on social media. In case you missed this, we have to go through this. So someone tweeted, again, I should point out this is not a report, it's not a reporter, it is just a person who tweeted, "So Lamar Jackson's the league MVP and he still hasn't broken the bank. Ravens, you're on the hot seat. Give that man the $250 million guarantee." Someone responded to that. I repeat, just someone responded, "He wants more. They already offered that." Lamar Jackson himself responded, "No, they didn't." That's Lamar breaking news real time on Twitter, telling us exactly where these negotiations aren't. And in case you thought that might still leave some room for interpretation, someone named Will posted a picture of Lamar Jackson in a Dolphins uniform, and Lamar Jackson liked it. In this day and age, that is tantamount to demanding a trade. I don't know what else to say.
Oh,
Kimberly
man.
Martin, this does not sound, these do not sound like the tweets of a happy person, right, of a happy Raven. This is a guy who is telling the world, this is what this team's not offering me. This is a place where I could see myself being very happy someday. Lamar Jackson is sending a message, isn't he?
Dear Ravens, please get this deal done, because look at what I have to deal with. I can't, I am tired. I am tired. I don't know. Like, Lamar, Steve Bisciotti, sit down at the table and do this $250 million guaranteed so we can all get on with our lives. I think until this deal is done, until Lamar gets paid, we will be talking about whether Lamar wants to be in Baltimore when, in all honesty, I think Lamar is really just having fun. I'm trying to be the voice of reason here. I don't think this Florida boy is really saying, I want to go to Miami. I think he just liked a tweet. I think he's having some fun. And Mark Andrews, his tight end, has said this to the media. Like, he's having fun with all of this. But until this deal is done, it leaves, oh, we're going to fill the silence with our own speculation. And that is why, dear Ravens, it is imperative that before week one starts, you guys get this done.
Are they going to? Kmart, simply put, are they going to? Because at the end, this may be fun and it may not be fun. His idea of fun may be different from my idea of fun. Okay, I'm not going to quarrel about that. But what I'm going to say is that this does not sound like something you post if you think you're on the one-yard line of getting a $230 million guaranteed contract.
I think Lamar just wants it clear. No, I was not offered $250. I think he wants to set the record straight in some ways that he can. I am not optimistic that it gets done by week one.
And then what?
Then this is my life for the next year, that we will be talking about Lamar. I think then it gets into the situation of, like, the Ravens have control from the standpoint that they can franchise him mm-hmm. multiple times. They can go the Kirk Cousins Washington route, which nobody wants to see because both sides want to be together. But once the season starts and they pause negotiations, then everything's on the table. And you know, if they don't want to pay Lamar, somebody will. That is the reality for Baltimore. Somebody will pay this man, and they should.
Look, we live in a world now, Ninko, and of course you played not that long ago, but things change pretty fast in the world in which we live today. You lived in a world where the only reaction would be, don't set foot on that field without right. getting all the guaranteed money, blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden, in a world where Kirk Cousins, who you just mentioned, yeah. without being the best quarterback in the NFL mm-hmm. has made by far the most money of anyone in the NFL in recent years. And then Dak Prescott suffered the worst thing that could possibly happen, a terrible injury yep. while on the franchise tag, and still managed to get the enormous contract. Are we okay, and by we, I guess I mean, are you okay with Lamar Jackson playing this year without a contract extension?
That's a really hard question. That's a really tough one, because if I'm the agent, I'm looking at
he doesn't have an
half,
agent.
Two,
that's the problem.
I know.
If
I was his agent, because he doesn't have an agent. So if you're his agent, you're trying to get a deal done. If he doesn't have an agent, who's his voice of reason? Who's helping him along the way and going out there and playing? Me personally, if I had $150-200 million, I don't. That's so hard to turn it down. It's tough because of the risk involved in his style of play. We know that he's mm-hmm. a physical guy. We know he runs. He's always going to be athletic. He's always going to be out of the pocket. That's how he plays football. So, again, there's more risk involved in him playing than a guy that's, say, a pocket quarterback who isn't going to be scrambling and looking for first downs. So, again, I personally would want him to sign a contract and not step foot on a field until he had a contract. But this isn't up to the agent now. This is up to Lamar and his family, whoever's helping him out, to make that decision. So it's going to be whatever he decides to do. You got to say, hey, I support him, because if he goes out there and plays, bets on himself and wins big, he's going to make $300 million. So
yeah. mm-hmm.
I think the only thing you worry about is injury, which is a realistic thing in football, obviously.
These numbers just keep going up, right? They're not going in the opposite direction. I mean, these numbers are going to keep yep. going mm-hmm. up. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert next year, these numbers are going to go through the roof. All right, we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, Kmart, a lot of news out there. Let's run the hurry up through a bunch of it, starting in Buffalo.
Greeny. Okay, so cornerback Tre'Davious White, he will start the year on PUP, and it's significant because he's going to miss at least the first four games. And when you look at the Bills, who's my Super Bowl pick, when you look at their schedule, they start against the Rams, the Titans, the Dolphins, and Baltimore, and three of those four games are on the road. So you need your star quarterback. That actually is really big for the Bills. Now, on to the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets, Zach Wilson, there still is no timeline for their quarterback. I know that pains you to know. Expect Zach Wilson to at least miss a month. Robert Saleh, the head coach, was asked again about a timeline, and he said there is no timeline. Until he's healthy, he will not get back on the field. So, Joe, elite Flacco, will be facing the Ravens in week one, so that is must-see TV. And finally, former Raiders head coach John Gruden basically said, you know, those emails, my bad, but I'm a really good person. He, for the first time, speaking about his lawsuit and getting fired over the emails that contained some racist, anti-gay, all sorts of stuff in there. He apologized for it, but said, you know, he still wants to be back at it, and hopefully people will understand that he's human and he made a mistake.
Yeah, we are going to play his comments a little later. You will hear from John Gruden, and you will get a chance to make up your own mind what you think of the things that he said, and we will share some thoughts on those as well. We'll hear from him a little bit later. In the meantime, I want to do something brand new and different. Get Jay Will in here, okay? Because there's a feature that we're going to do called I Could Be Wrong. Now, we know that Mine is that rare genius that will not be fully appreciated until long after my time. So I doubt I'm wrong on any of these things, but let me throw a few of them at my buddy Jay Will, because I'm getting set to do the NBA
Can I do something real quick?
Go.
I just want to give a shout out. I'm wearing my sweater, my sweatshirt today.
Yes.
Rachel Richardson.
Yes.
The way she handled the BYU situation at 19 years old. I just want to say, you keep doing your thing. You hold your head high. And I appreciate her talking about the perpetrator instead of BYU overall. But I just appreciate her. I wanted to say that.
Well, that's well said. It's a moment well taken there. I'm glad you did it. In the meantime, let me jump into a couple of my NBA takes here, because I'm getting set. I was going through my notes, and I'm just going to – I feel like the world, as crazy as this sound, is underselling this possibility. For 2 months, I've been saying the Nets should bring back KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons because they will win the Eastern Conference. So I'm saying it right now. If those two guys plus Simmons are healthy, they will win the East and be in the NBA Finals this year.
If Steve Nash can get them to mold into the right team, yes. They should win. The question is, can they do that?
Does Steve Nash actually have anything to do with that? Can't they mold themselves into the right team?
I mean, look, you're a leader of a show. There have been times last show I was on, you kept pressing me on the question and pressing me, and you got the best version of me. So, yes, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons do need to be pressed to get the best version of themselves. They need a Mike Greenberg on the sideline.
Okay, so that's, I guess, what I took from that is that maybe I should be the coach of the Nets.
Maybe so.
And if so, they'll be in the finals. So I like that one. I genuinely believe they are the team to beat.
They are the team to beat, not the best team right now. I think the Bucks and the Celtics are better teams right now to start this season. Doesn't mean they won't be the best team when it's all said and done.
Yeah, when you line those guys up in April or in May, more likely, when they wind up playing each other, I'll take these guys.
Agreed, I'm with you.
Ben Simmons will finally be in a situation where they won't be asking him to do things he's not accustomed to or not best suited to be doing. I think you're actually going to get the best Ben Simmons that we've ever
seen
before.
With Joe Harris, Patty Mills, with the shooting they
Simmons
have, Seth
Simmons at the five?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so the Nets I love. The Lakers? Not so much. This was their chance. Okay, so we had Kyrie up there a second ago. That was their chance. The getting Kyrie Irving was the only chance they had. I may be wrong, but I believe the Lakers are going to be out of the playoffs again this year. Now, they maybe make the play-in, and maybe they work their way in. But if we are considering a playoff team, a top six seed in the Western Conference, I don't see it for the Lakers.
Can I tell you something, Greeny? I look at the Los Angeles Lakers and the New England Patriots as the same, right? We're going to talk about them all the time. One has the greatest coach of all time. Can he do it without Tom Brady? Mm-hmm. And the other has LeBron James, right? But realistically, when you look at both teams, they're marginal playoff teams. They're going to be barely right there or maybe be on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Bev, as much as I love him, as much as I love rocking with him when he's here at ESPN, I know what he brings to the table leadership-wise, but I don't think he's that extra factor that gets him over the hump. Now, they get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. If Rob Pelinka can turn that trade into something like that, we will be having a different conversation.
We'll see. And even with those pieces, if you look at that Western Conference, I don't think it would be easy for them. I agree it would give them a chance. One of the reasons I don't believe it, though, is my last one. And I'm glad you're wearing the Duke shirt for this one. Because I could be wrong, but if Zion Williamson plays 60 games this year, and I know that is a huge question mark, his health is always going to be something that hangs over him. But the combination of your two Duke guys, of Zion and Brandon Ingram, I believe that when the playoffs begin this year, they would have home court advantage. They'd be a top four team.
What?
Top four team in the Western Conference if Zion is healthy all year.
I'm not. So Golden State, the Clippers, one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, let's see them healthy all year.
Dallas, Luka Doncic.
Okay.
And I mean, let's go through some more.
Denver.
Denver with Michael Porter.
Memphis.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
With these guys healthy.
With the caveat of Zion Williamson playing 60-plus games.
Yes. I mean, obviously, if they don't have Zion Williamson, then they'll barely make the playoffs as they did a year ago. They were the 10th team in a 10-team play-in, and they wound up getting out of that and making it in by beating the Clippers. But what I'm saying to you is they're adding a player. I think we do funny things in life sometimes. We do this with the Cowboys. This guy is better than everyone thinks he is.
I agree.
He just never plays.
I agree. Can you give me other impact players on New Orleans that would make you think they're going to finish
top four? They have as good a 1-2 punch as there is in the league in Zion and Brandon Ingram.
I understand.
And they're young and they're well coached.
Well, that's my only thing. Their youth is something that I think it will be in that 5-7 range, but I don't trust their youth throughout the entire season. That's the one thing that I think holds them back.
as I have proved many times. Mine is that rare genius that will not be fully appreciated.
Top four.
They're yelling at me. You got to go back on the radio. Go. KJM, ESPN Radio. Thank you for bopping over here. Jay Will with us. Let me remind you of our week one featured college football lineup this weekend on ABC and the ESPN app. Saturday. I mean, this is phenomenal. We got number 11 Georgia. We got number 11 Oregon taking on number 3 Georgia. Then Saturday night primetime, Notre Dame and Ohio State. You can't ask for more than that. And then you will see Brian Kelly's LSU debut on Sunday night. All the action coming your way on ABC and the ESPN app. As we continue, after an unusually long absence from camp, what exactly does Tom Brady need to do quickly before the Bucs play the Cowboys a week from Sunday? We'll answer that question, and then we'll see who can answer this one. Sneaky Josh filling in for Hembo. Since sacks became official in 1982, only one quarterback has been sacked more times than Tom Brady. You know who it is? You're going to find out next. Get up on ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You are watching Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Ninko, the pressure is on you today. So your old buddy Tom Brady. Since sacks became official in 1982, only one quarterback has been sacked more times than Brady. Can you name that quarterback?
All right, I've been thinking about this. So in my head, I'm thinking about quarterbacks that have played a long time. So Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, and everybody that I played against. Brett Favre, but Brett Favre would always get the ball out of his hand quick or like intentionally ground the ball. So I'm thinking Ben Roethlisberger, because he would always take the sacks.
Ben Roethlisberger is correct. That took a while to get there, but he got it right. Roethlisberger. Go ahead.
Because when we would play the Steelers, Bill would always say Ben's going to eat it. He would just take the sack. Brett Favre and Peyton Manning and even Drew Brees, they would get the ball out of their hands so quick, like you'd never get there. So I'm
Favre
I was thinking
is actually
of the
third
the
on the list. It's Roethlisberger, then Brady, then Favre, Elway, Rodgers. Well done, Ninko. Okay, we're 8 days away from the NFL kicking off their season. Let's talk about the biggest concerns for some of the most interesting teams. Rob Ninkovich, what is your biggest concern right now for the New England Patriots?
Just the offensive identity. What is their identity? What are they trying to do? Are they going to be a run-first team? Is Mac Jones going to air it out a little bit more? We really haven't seen anything that you could say is something that you'd want to run in the regular season. So what's their identity? We'll find out soon. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Okay, that's a big question mark there. Kmart, what is your biggest question mark with the Los Angeles Rams?
It's hard to find something, but I'm going to say Matthew Stafford's elbow. If this becomes a recurring issue, that concerns me because you know what? It's August. We want our QBs to be 100% healthy. And if he's not healthy this season, just like Dak last year, that leaves me a little concerned. And also, it's hard to repeat, Greeny.
Yeah, I mean, very few teams have ever done it, and no team has done it in more than 20 years. Ninko, back to you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what's the biggest concern for them?
Interior offensive line. How can they protect? Are they going to protect Tom Brady from the inside out? Are they going to keep his feet clean? Because Tom Brady at 45 years old, we know he's got a lot of stuff going on. He does not want to have a lot of sacks or a lot of hits on the quarterback this year. The Bucs have to protect Tom Brady from the inside out. That means protect him from the inside. If you're another team, a defense, you're trying to go straight up the middle at him.
All right, so you're worried about that. I'm worried about that. Bruce Arians, not so worried about that. He was on First Take yesterday. Here's what he said about Brady and the Bucs. Listen.
Watching him at practice every day, he's throwing the ball better than he has in like 10 years. And when he's on the practice field, the energy level in the whole building goes up. So not worried about Tom. That's one guy you don't have to worry about. This is a probably the best roster we've had since I've been there. I feel very, very solid with the offensive line. That's not going to be an issue. Plus, Tom knows how to handle a young offensive line. All right, he's not going to stand back there and hold the ball very long. And so the talent on the roster from top to bottom is outstanding.
Okay, so that's what he said. Is the talent on the roster from top to bottom outstanding?
It's hard to feel as confident as Bruce is only because you don't have a Chris Godwin. You've had guys retire. You've had guys get injured on the offensive line. And as Ninko just pointed out, the interior of the offensive line is the biggest concern if you're Tom Brady, who kind of stands there like a statue, right? What is Bruce Arians going to say? But here's the thing. We are all concerned about this Bucs team, but this is why a Tom Brady is here to sort of, like, when you think about how he's viewed in that building, like Cameron Brate, their tight end, had called him an omnipresent being. Like that speaks to the intangibles that Brady brings. Whenever he's on the field, you know, we got a shot because 12's here. And guys talked about even him missing those 11 games, those 11 days of training camp, they talked about how his presence was missed. I think internally, they're a lot happier with their roster. They have recent draft picks from 2021 this year on the offensive line, unproven, but guys that they are high on. We just haven't seen them actually in games. So they have a chance to prove that they're good.
Well, that's something they may know that we don't. Ninko, when he got there, there were a lot of names we knew. You looked on the backs of the jerseys, right, and you knew all these guys. There are fewer of those guys now. So I guess that is the question. I'll ask it to you the same way. Bruce Arians sounds incredibly optimistic. Are you as optimistic for your buddy Brady as he is?
Not as optimistic because I'm not on the payroll. So, again, imagine if I walked to a – imagine this. You walk into a car dealership and you're looking at a car and the salesman walks up to you and he goes, man, that's not really built well. That's not a well-built car. It's not reliable. You know, it's falling apart a little bit. You wouldn't know where the name brand on anything if things aren't made the right way. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to walk up to you and say, this is the nicest, the best built car you'll ever put your eyes on. This is what you need. So, again, if you're working for somebody, you're going to build it up. You're going to boost it up. You're going to say whatever you got to say to make sure that everyone is on board and believes that it's the best thing yet. It's the best thing yet. So, again, Bruce Arians, obviously, he's still working for Tampa. He's going to talk it up. So we'll see how they were. We'll see the offensive line. We'll see how they look. But, again, there's less names than there were last year, big names. So maybe guys that we don't know about step up. So that's soon to be seen.
It's an interesting scenario to me because the perception, I think, was that Brady wanted to leave New England in part because too much was on him. It was all about him needing to get it done. It feels, before the season kicks off, like he's in a similar situation now. We'll see. All right, second round U.S. Open coverage continues today. 11 more hours on ESPN starting noon Eastern. Want to make sure you know that Serena plays tonight in what is her swan song at the U.S. Open, and we'll see if she can keep the dream alive tonight. She's playing the second seed, Annette Contivate. It's a primetime 7 Eastern match. You know all eyes will be on this. See, if Serena gets through this, then something special may very well happen over the next week or so. You can catch every point live tonight on the ESPN app as well. Coming up, what kind of team does Jerry Jones have this season? The Cowboys owner tells why he sees stars all around. We'll talk about Dallas, and we have this from Sneaky Hembo. Which member of the Get Up family is going to be getting significantly less sleep in the foreseeable future? And by that, I mean something like 18 years. We'll tell you next.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.